Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're doing a subject called The Bible Principle of the Counterattack, and this is part five of a six-part series, and the title or the topic is The Real Life Testimony. As I was growing in my Christian faith, I came across a person who had leukemia, and I heard her testimony of how God healed her completely of the sickness. She and her husband had tried everything to get healed over a two-year period, including overseas doctors, special treatments, before finally coming to God and asking Him to help for healing. They became born again, studied the Word of God on healing, of course, and believed, and eventually she received her healing, total healing, and was confirmed in the newspapers. A few years later, her mother received the same sickness of leukemia and became sick. The daughter was so affected by her mother receiving the sickness that she also received the sickness back once again and later died. After talking to her husband, I realized that after the first healing that they relaxed in their walk with faith, protecting and holding on to the healing, and the sickness had returned through the principle of the counterattack. It was very sad to see, but they did actually receive her healing, the wife's healing from leukemia. It was advertised in the paper of this healing. But over a period of time, they had become relaxed. They basically had put the Bible on the shelf and forgot about it. This is what happens often when we as born-again Christians, we have a battle, we have that win, we have a victory through faith and the Word of God, and we become relaxed and complacent. In other words, we just put the book on the shelf and say, "Thank you, Lord," and we go back to our normal living. That can't be that way. When we receive a victory in any area of our lives, we are to protect that victory, because Satan will come and try and remove that victory from us and then try to get us to doubt God ever gave us the victory the first time. As a believer, you have the answer to every situation in life in the Bible, only the Bible, the Word of God. And if it's not there directly, you go to the Holy Spirit and God and Jesus and ask them for the answer. Many people don't get the victory in their lives because they don't use the Word of God, or they don't build their faith up to receive the Word of God and to act upon the Word of God. The Bible says that faith and actions go together. Faith without actions is dead. Even when we get the victory, God expects us to hold on to that victory and not let it go. Satan will challenge you and that victory and try to take it from you, so you have doubt towards God and future works in God. Thank you once again for being with me. The next part is part six, and it's a final word on the counterattack. Thank you and God bless.